and we'd like to welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight someone who's been with us many times before, and we have plans to have him back, from the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra, going to tell us about their upcoming concert, and Hoosier star, the one and only executive director, Tim King. Welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you. It's always nice to be with you, too. Thank you.
Well, you've got a lot coming up. Now, we've had your other concerts on here that you had, but now we're moving into more serious territory for your March 13th concert, Birdie and Cheskowski, and also you're going to have a featured artist. So tell us all about that, Tim.
Well, we try to do a concert a year, at least in Michigan City, and so this is going to be at the Whole Craft Performing Arts Center, which some people will know as the old Elston Junior High, but they actually have a very nice auditorium. And so that's going to be on Sunday, March the 13th, 3 p.m., Dr. Carolyn Watson, our music director, will be conducting. We will be performing the following. We'll be performing the overture from La Forza del Testino by Giuseppe Verdi and two works by Tchaikovsky, the Rococo Variations with guest cellist Hannah Collins and Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5. Carolyn's never conducted in the Whole Craft before, so this will be a new experience for her. And we have never performed the Rococo Variations, so that will be a new experience for us. I've already had several conversations with Hannah, the guest cellist. Your audience will be interested to know, not only does she have a degree in music from Yale, she has a degree in biomedical engineering.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It just floors me. But, you know, it makes sense because engineering and music really go together a lot. She's just been a delight to work with. And she and Carolyn have worked together before, and that's why Carolyn wanted to invite her on this concert. So that one is on March the 13th. The hall holds about 700 people, and so we are very hopeful that we will be able to fill most of that hall. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a very easily accessible hall. There's no steps for anybody. Everything's on one level. Of course, this is in an auditorium, so there's no tables like we have at Civic. And it's general admission seating. The tickets are $22 for adults, $20 for seniors, and students with an ID get in for free. We have tickets available on our website, which is lcso.net, on the classical concert page, the March 13th page, and they're also available at Roxy Music in LaPorte.
Very good.
It's a very, very comfortable auditorium. This, you know, the seats, the layout. So
it is. It's easy. You know, when I was in Louisville, we had an auditorium that had continental seating, 60 seats from the left to the right. What a pain. You know, this really has two aisles, which is nice. Has a nice center section in the two aisles. So you're right, Esther. It's really nice to be able to go in one door or the other, and you can get pretty much without having to go over about 16 sets of knees.
True. So how did you?
Excuse me. You know, that is nice.
This is a very easy listening. I mean, I think most people will be familiar with this set of music that you've chosen, and I think it's appropriate that the power of fate is in there.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Yes, absolutely. That was one of Carolyn's ideas to do that. I'm really excited to hear Hannah and the orchestra in there, because, you know, we haven't been in the Whole Craft for 2 years, because last year we had to have the concert at the Civic because of the whole pandemic situation, having to stay apart from each other. We're still going to say to people that we would prefer that you wear your mask if you're going to be in the auditorium, and the musicians will be doing that. But we're kind of leave that up to the. We're not going to be brutal about it. But hopefully it'll be a nice afternoon and a great way to spend an afternoon. And it's less than 2 hours. That's the other thing. The Verdi is about 9 minutes. The Rococo is about 16. So it's quite a short first half, intermission, and then I think the Tchaikovsky is something like 40 to 45 minutes.
Yeah, briefly back to the Whole Craft. I saw that. It's a really well-equipped facility. I saw a production there with the summer youth theater there that my friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And it's a really well-done facility. Well, we also have something else coming up for LaPorte County Symphony, which is something great. We have the 2020 auditions for the Hoosier Star. So tell us the details about that.
Well, it's amazing. It's the 17th annual Hoosier Star.
Wow.
We never dreamed to be going this long, and it is, and we've already gotten about 20 people so far. We've got a very good early turnout, and so I want to encourage people to go to our website. It's real simple. You can go to hoosierstar.com, and that will take you right to the application page, or you can go to lcso.net and click on the Hoosier Star tab, and that will work too. But those auditions are the weekend after our classical concert, and they're March the 19th and March the 20th at Bethany Lutheran Church in LaPorte. The top prize person that will choose 10 finalists, one in the youth category for 17 and under, and one in the five in the youth category and five in the adult category, which is 18 and over. And so those 10 people get to sing a solo with the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra. And as I've told you all before, you know, the $1,000 is a great prize for each group, but any finalist will tell you that the real thrill is to be able to sing in front of a live symphony orchestra in an audience. That really is the thrill. And it works so well. And Carolyn will be our conductor this time for that one. And Alistair Willis, who has been our conductor for the past 3 years, is going to be a judge this year.
Oh, wow. My God, that's great.
In fact, he requested. He said, please
nice
be a
transition.
Judge. I told him, I said, Alistair, it doesn't pay. He said, I don't care. That's really nice.
So we have a little less than a minute left. Tell us about some of the things coming down the tube for LaPorte County Symphony.
Well, the next concert's April the 23rd, and that's basically a John Williams. It's not all John Williams, but basically a John Williams evening, with the entire second half being a Star Wars suite. We're going to encourage costumes, selfies, and an instrument petting zoo. We're going to have a magic baton competition between our two mayors, between LaPorte and Michigan City. The orchestra. Carolyn might even dress up as well. It's a great family fun event on April the 23rd.
Dressing up?
Oh, we'll see.
That's Tim King from the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra, March 13th at 3 p.m. at Holcroft Performing Arts Center in Michigan City. Tim, thanks once again for being on Art of the Year Spotlight.
My pleasure. Thank you.